think everybody in this room has a lot to say, and they've been saying it. I'm glad I got to come again to Wisconsin, which I find fascinating because I'm from the South, so the Midwest is totally exotic to me. Well, it is, right? So you don't think of yourself as the other, but others think of you as the other. And people at the shoebox were actually talking in that funny accent. I just think it's hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to read a few poems. Some of them have been published, some of them are not. And I'm going to start with one that's one of the people I got to meet being part of Black Earth Institute is Christina Eisenberg, who is a biologist and an environmental activist and an damn good writer. And she has a book called The Wolf's Tooth. And this is her, the poem is called Tropic Cascade, so this is the epigram. Tropic Cascade refers to the movement of energy through the community food web when predators are removed, or in parentheses, or when they return. Tropic Cascade. City living is as good a place to learn about the ecology of fear as any quadrant in the mountains of Wyoming or Colorado. You can see how people shift their talk, voices higher or lower, when the young bloods fall in formation, alphas up front, wannabes in the rear, elbows jut and feet seem bigger, the Air Jordans, Air America, Air Apparent, Air Regardless. Thus, the term streetwise or smart ass or alert and do not linger. Where the streetlights go dark and there is no moon to speak about or ignore. As if waves mean nothing. And of course, waves mean nothing. Now I'm going to take you to a corner in Coney Island. Mermaid and Surf. Looking at the modest buildings on Mermaid Avenue, the signs chatter, English, Spanish, sort of Chinese, as the bright sun's cracked rays splash walls and windows. You see that Mermaid is where locals go to pray to at a shrine, offering solace and recovery, buy mangoes and apples and chicken, or get their hair done by African women all the way from Timbuktu. Surf Avenue is the boundary between neighborhood and fun seekers, noise and trophies and candy, beaches, bikinis, and beer. There we spy the secret psychic shack. She's not there to offer solace in the name of a soulmate desired, but she does not need to tell us about death, which is everywhere. Hear it in the shouts of riders from the top of looping rides, in the Atlantic's dark waves, and the cut flesh of burned hands of the fry cooks come for the American dream, but lately riding the night's angry mares. Meta was in the audience when I saw this guy, dancer. The man with the black feather tattoo pairs this space between fantasy and the memory of a man's carved torso designed for stroking and celebration. Today, the sun's brightness is like that lover's kiss, wonderful in the present and greater in memory. A memory that brings me back to that black feather's flutter. Stars dazzle in some other part of this world where the sun has set and the moon illuminates, swans diving into the luminous waters. That was a very handsome man. He was a dancer. He was a dancer. On the stage. Okay. This is a poem that you will hear both John Donne and William Blake in it. The Pace of Ferocity. Night wind rushes, night wind rush faces, Fabric or fur covers heads, faces streaked with the ferocity of hatred. Names called, each one uglier. Names called, each one mispronounced, misrepresented. These worlds live we in. Feral howling the full wolf moon, departing as grandly as the harvest moon, arriving with harvest a deceptive harmony. Oh, this lingering heaviness, these amazing feats, feast in memory made last days, marks of woe. Death hunted man on side street, boy on sidewalk, young girl at door, boy in a park, boy in a park. Marks of madness, marks of woe. Bearable, a year of expected sadness and then unexpected torments. Witness the unraveling of spirits as the round earth spins. The Year of Mercy. This was first written in 2014 and it was on this wonderful Michael H. Broder, and some of you are on these, has a wonderful two series of online, they're not daily postings of poems in response to what is going on in the world. And this was, it was part of my response to his HIV project, The Year of Mercy. The news is swift as swifts, swoops across our minds, then lulls until the next disaster. The spent storm exhales timber, cars, cradles, sodden food, and sad, sobbing people. The Pope has declared a year of mercy. 1 year? And then what? A year of retribution? Why not a decade? A century? A millennium of mercy? Why not a year of pacificity, a year of deep, committed loving, a year of tongue scrubbing of the men and women who grope us with language as nasty as their tender, prodding hands? The news twitters away silence and opens hearts to failure or the possibility of evolution in manners and morals, even unto that dream of equality, the one slaves understood could not be a dream, but had to be a reality. And I'm going to finish with thinking about connecting around the world. One of my favorite poets is Mongol, but she lives in Taiwan, and her name is Sui Muren, and she writes about, love lost, like every other poet. And so I was thinking about this. She has a poem called An Artiste that's from her book, Across the Darkness of the River. And here's the epigram. Please do not believe my beauty. Do not trust my love. The poet is Mongol. A translator follows her heart, once broken, and yet she sings in a way that makes her broken heart my broken heart. She is in exile. The mountains are now ruled by China, and her culture is assaulted daily. Buildings blasted, children made to learn Mandarin. This is all too familiar, the ways of empire, very old ones, very young ones, very new ones. But these are poems of love and poems of loss. The lover's inconstancy is all too familiar. Her laments are tender, then angry. There are many storms in her poems. They rise from the mountains, from the sea, from the rivers inside her veins. They rise up. In oceans far from her, a woman reads her words and quickly says, "Sister, I have been there." His hands holding mine, gone. His lips no longer touch mine. And yet, the yellow roses, their birthday kisses, our shared embrace of deep down Chicago blues, those conversations knee deep in dream of dark loving, tremble my heart. And so you stand in the shadows at a train station, looking for the moment your love steps off his train. He is not alone, and you will not be happy. The storms throb the streets of Taipei and scatter rose petals across the sidewalks and streets of Brooklyn. Thank you.